circled tonight's game back in week one as a game to track in whatever piece of paper or app you circle things, you would have probably thought, as most would have, that Amarian Hampton would be starting for the Chargers with Najee Harris, once he was healthy, filling in the gaps. And then for Minnesota, Aaron Jones would probably be starting with Jordan Mason supporting him. That's not how it works in the NFL. There's greater than 0% chance that 8 weeks from now, a certain number of running backs will not be started, or will not be healthy. And we just expect that now. That's it goes with the territory. And sure enough, Hampton's out. Harris is out for the season. Hampton surely will be back. He's expected to be back. And then for Minnesota, Aaron Jones is questionable as of late Wednesday night. It could be a mixture of Jordan Mason and Aaron Jones. It could just be Jordan Mason. Could be Aaron Jones reasserting himself as the lead back. I don't think that's going to happen in his first game back. He's back, but we'll see. The pressure points for tonight, I think for a lot of fantasy managers, is Kamani Vidal, this guy who has elevated himself from a co-number three running back with Hassan Haskins to the bell cow, the presumed bell cow, with Hampton, Harris, and Haskins all out of the picture. All three H's, I just thought of that. You've got Vidal as the last man standing. And the question becomes, how good is he? Is he as good as we saw against Miami when he crushed it? Or is he as not good? I won't say bad. I mean, these guys are talented, but as not good as what we saw against Indianapolis last week. Now, it might not be fair. Miami was given up the third most fantasy running back points per game, while the Colts are giving up the fourth fewest running back fantasy points per game. Vidal played as expected, given the fact that he faced a soft defense and then a very tough defense. The Vikings are somewhere in the middle, and so this will be a fascinating test along those lines. I've been fascinated by Vidal all since the summer. I did an early podcast on him when he broke through in the opening week of the preseason. He had two scores, I think 30-something yards on the ground on a few carries. He looked like he was in, you know, mid-season form. And I decided to do a podcast to kind of temper expectations because, and I pointed to in the recent years, in the opening week of the preseason, all the guys who had the best games, and pretty much all of them we never heard from again that season. They were flash in the pan, you know, they get it done in the opening weekend of the preseason, and then that's it, because they're third, fourth stringers, and we don't hear from them. Then, a few weeks later, right before the start of the season, I changed my tune a little bit, and I thought about Harris, the fact that Najee Harris really was not going to be ready by week one. And Amarian Hampton is the rookie who knows if he was going to get an immediate bell cow role. And I looked at Vidal, and I looked at eight other guys, and I thought, you know, these guys are all outside the top 300 ADP. But these nine guys, I did a podcast episode about nine guys that I thought could be spot starters during the season. Dylan Gabriel is one of them. In my belief that Joe Flacco, 40-year-old Joe Flacco, is not going to be starting the entire season for Cleveland. Sean Tucker was another. Emmanuel Wilson was one. And I talked about Vidal as someone who is outside the overall top 300. His running back ADP was 155, essentially undraftable. But he was essentially one serious Harris or Hampton injury away from being a must-roster running back in deeper leagues. Well, Harris knocked out for the season, obviously, and Hampton now injured. Vidal has an opportunity to secure some long-term fantasy value. If he shows tonight what he can do against a solid, not great, but solid Minnesota defense, then it could put him in a position, fantasy-wise, to get 6-8 touches a game when Hampton returns. And that 6-8 touches, for some people, might be exactly what you need, especially if two or three are through the air. He's pretty good through the air. Good enough to get you up to 7-8, you know, points if he's a complimentary running back. Not Woody Marks level necessarily in terms of pass catching, but good enough. And that's kind of what some people need these days. If Fidel flops, then he runs the risk of kind of running his way out of this backfield. Not to say he's completely out of it. He's a former sixth round pick, though. He's not someone who's expected to have a great career, and Hampton has proven that he can carry a full load. So if they don't need Fidel, Fidel is a net negative in that backfield compared to Hampton, they'll probably just run with Hampton. And Hampton is, you know, the rare these days, bell cow for a high-powered offense. So that's why those who have Fidel really need to not just root for Fidel to do well if you're starting him, but even if you're not starting him, him crushing it tonight elevates his rest of season fantasy value in really strong ways. And it might not be anything that he can do about it. I mean, you have last week, Justin Herbert throwing it 50 something times. And if that happens again, tonight, if that's the winning strategy, I doubt it is, but you know, Herbert's thrown for over 40 three times this season. There's a scenario where Fidel gets only 10 or 12 touches. Can't do much with it. It's not his fault. But then we got to look at his efficiency. Is he averaging 4.5, 4.8 plus yards per carry? Is he getting two or three catches? As long as he's demonstrating he is a net positive in the backfield, that his replacement value is such that if you throw a generic running back into that same backfield, Fidel is doing better than that generic running back, then it matters to fantasy managers for his rest of season value. This is why, and this is the last thing I'll say on this, this is why in the preseason it is really important to look at those guys who are undraftable, because they are often one injury away from being fantasy relevant. And now Vidal has this interesting opportunity to be one great game away from being fantasy relevant, arguably, for the rest of the season. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. Good luck if you've got guys going tonight. See you tomorrow.